This is a MP3 on the basic use of psychotronic crystals in order to display psychic warfare powers. Very easy. The Soviets found you had to be hypnotized in order to get 1 in a trillion psychic results. This, of course, has been made obsolete by the use of the nuclear contaminated vampire crystal. You simply stick the vampire crystal on your right shoulder blade. This is the assemblage point, which of course links you to normal consciousness. So the vampire crystal, when stuck on your right shoulder blade, will squeeze dry the energy body and the assemblage point in that position, creating a deep crater in the energy body, which of course mimics the Nagual man hitting the assemblage point and moving it inwards. This, of course, puts you in a heightened state of awareness, which comes from the Fire from Within Castaneda books, but, of course, puts you in the hypnotized state that the Czech Rizal and the other Soviets used to produce psychic powers in humans. So you don't have to hypnotize yourself in order to be in a 1 in a trillion ESP state 24/7. You simply need a nuclear contaminated vampire crystal on your right shoulder blade. And as we explained, you can simply chip off a tiny section of the vampire crystal, stick it on a elastoplast, stick it on your right shoulder blade, and go to work, and that will put you in the super psychic state 24 hours a day. And of course, you won't be in the Zion mind control state if the British Americans try to remotely influence you. They, of course, will feed you, because the vampire crystal squeezes dry any psychic power, any telepathic hypnosis, which of course has to put you in their world, which of course is the position of the assemblage points on the right shoulder blade. So once you erase that, you're no longer in their world. You're no longer subject to their laws, and like taking the red pill in the Matrix film, you wake up. So simply put, that's the answer to getting telepathic hypnosis power from deep hypnosis. You get the ultimate hypnosis by erasing the assemblage point, which means you can't ever wake up in their world again. You're always in a deeply hypnotic state, 24/7. The vampire crystal will permanently burn a hole in your energy body, so you can never wake up in the normal world again, can never be a zombie. And of course, when you place the vampire crystals there, anytime they try and pull you back into that area and make you subject to their laws, the vampire crystal sucks them dry and feeds you with energy. You can, of course, move the assemblage point to the right. If you move the assemblage point along the right arm, basically move your arm out like you've seen in those Leonardo da Vinci paintings. If you move the assemblage point, which has been displaced by the vampire crystal on the assemblage point, erasing the Zion point. If you move the assemblage point to the right, you become superhuman, super violent, the super vampire, ultra fast, ultra strong. This, of course, is documented in The Fire from Within by Castaneda. You simply press the Rothschild crystal to the acupuncture point on your right arm, documented in Schroeder's Psychic Discoveries, The Iron Curtain Lifted. This, of course, is number 15, and this number 15 photograph gives you the exact position you press the Rothschild crystal on in order to move your assemblage point to the right arm. This right arm position gives you psychic powers according to the Soviets, And since it's on the right arm, according to Castaneda, it makes you super strong, super fast, and of course capable of superhuman physical feats, which of course is what the old seers wanted. If you look at the photograph, you'll see there's a position 4 and a position 5. And of course, these points are the points where you put the vampire crystal. Remember, on the photograph, you're looking at his left arm for the super soldier. In order to build up the super soldier capabilities, you might also want the bone generators that download the artificial reincarnation bodies of the super soldier powers into you as you touch the Rothschild crystal onto position 5, set it up, and then position 4 in order to make it even stronger, because the more your assemblage point moves to the right of the energy body, the more superhuman you become, the more super violent you become. So for those of you who wish to become super soldiers and wish to have super strength, the ability to produce massive amounts of strength, speed, reflexes, this technology is for you. And of course, one knows that chi from soft martial arts can be channeled into positions in order to make them resistant to harm, as we saw from Channel 4 with the Shaolin Temple monk who lay on sword points and then had a brick smashed on his back with a sledgehammer, and then a drill drilled into his head and only caused imprints in his body and a flesh wound in his skull from a big electric drill. One can see that channeling the energy you collect, this bioplasmic energy, when funneled to points, makes that body resistant to harm. And when you funnel it to position 5 on the right arm and position 4 on the right arm, this then gives you superhuman military powers and makes you superhumanly military capable. Now, if you move the assemblage points by having the vampire crystal on the assemblage point, Rothschild crystal on the left arm, position 5 and 4 will make you super spiritual, will make you have all the peaceful psychic powers, because right, super violence, aggression, remember it's the torsion field, left is the torsionic soliton, which gives you the Yoda-like powers of a spiritually advanced avatar. So if you're into the Shambhala and all that sort of stuff, then pressing the Rothschild crystal to position 5 and then to maximize position 4 gives you the super serenity, super relaxation, which allows you, like myself, to be super violent, to go out killing MI5 and the British, running Ivan Sanchez, Elliot, Roger, and going and murdering people, and then being able to immediately flip the assemblage point to the left arm, position 5 and 4, when people are trying to wind you up in the street, trying to provoke you, so that you immediately switch off and become super non-aggressive and just stand there like a lemon while they're trying to wind you up, and you control their SMA so that they self-suicide and kill everyone around them. So you can see, being super passive and totally resistant to all provocation is useful when you live in America or the West with a police force that tries to provoke you, like the Wall Street woman who had her breast squeezed by the black New York police officer. She then elbowed him and got a 7-year in jail, commuted to 90 days in jail, and then on probation. So you can see that when the police interact with you, you move your assemblage point to the left position, position 5, or four for being super chilled out, where you have the psychic powers to control them like torture toys, run them, make them self-suicidal, kill them, while you look at them with a smile on your face like Buddha contemplating a torture toy which you're going to kill. If you move it to the right side, you become super violent, able to rip their arm off, able to punch out their throat, gouge their eyes out, which of course is irrelevant when, of course, you can kill anybody with psychic warfare. It's totally legal. Why resort to violence when, in fact, you can kill them deniably while you smile at them? So one can see that the super violent, super physical energy body, if you move the energy body along your right arm using the Rothschild crystal to the far right, to the fingertips, and then move it out via PK, you then have a poltergeist, a physically violent poltergeist, which you can then use to attack the Jew. And if you've got enough energy, you can sink yachts like the Scritti, I think it was the Scritti Politti or something, with four British sailors that were sunk in the Atlantic. You can crash helicopters like the Mullet Kintyre, where the MI5 cunts smashed into the hillside. You can interact with nuclear missiles fired at Russia and destroy them. So this basically gives you psychokinetic poltergeist ability, which of course can be augmented with the girly girls, 100 cheerleaders up on screen, going to the Amalek female consciousness, suck it up with the Rothschild crystal, and then move the Rothschild crystal along your right arm to the fingertips, and then project with the Rothschild crystal now in your right hand, your energy body linked with the Amalek, the female monster of the id, the power from a teenage female girl that's poltergeisting to go and physically damage any target. So by this means, you can use PK, telekinesis, to kill, to go into the head of Cameron, burst his blood vessels, insular cortex to give him a heart attack, into his DNA to wreck it, or switch on the suicide genes, oncogenes, to give him cancer, into his penis to render him impotent, into the clitoris of Cameron's wife to burn it out and render her impotent. You can see the ability for psychokinesis, the ability to move things when you can actually move into someone's body and cause physical harm, of course, revolutionizes warfare. If you're a Ku Klux Klanner, you can go into the Jews in Wall Street or Obama and kill them, so the Secret Service are now obsolete. All of this done by putting vampire crystal on assemblage point to push you into the hypnotic state, and of course moving your other, the Delawar bioplasmic body, via the right hand out of your body as a poltergeist. Now, of course, this is a bioplasmic poltergeist, but you've actually got a physical energy body talked about by Castaneda in The Active Side of Infinity. This, of course, is done by moving the Rothschild crystal down your left arm to project it out of your left hand. This then produces a physical energy poltergeist, the Dr. Manhattan body from the Watchmen films. So you've got two. You've got the poltergeist from the female girl. You can then make the physical poltergeist, 100 girly girls, NFL cheerleaders, link up to the Amalek, monster of the id, and this, like a soliton. A soliton's like a rubber sheet. It's got two sides. You've got the biophysical body, which of course is the dreaming body, the world of what you would call the Higgs boson, made massive by linking with the Higgs particle and light. And then you've got the left-hand side, the Higgs particle, which of course is more massive, more material, which comes out your left hand and can do and is optimized for strategic psychokinetic, telekinetic damage, where you can actually go into nuclear reactors, make them melt down by damaging the rods, so you can actually cause explosions in any nuclear reactor around the planet, producing Fukushima in any American or Western or Japanese nuclear reactor. You can bring down helicopters even more efficiently, wreck missiles. So as long as you've got the energy source, you can produce a poltergeist in the dream world from your right hand, which is super aggressive, or a poltergeist in the real world, which is the left hand, which, like Dr. Manhattan, is super laid back and isn't aggressive by nature, but is devastating in power and potential, all fed by a power source. This, of course, is sport. So you see that Elliot Rodger was killed before Champions League, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid, to feed off the energy of all the football vermin who were sucked dry by watching Champions League, and by the British who were sucked dry by the Wembley game between QPR and some other shit team to get into the Premier League. All of this done with the weaponization of their energy into the Elliot Rodger Wicker Woman, so that you can now put Elliot Rodger into any target, and the power of Champions League, the power of football, powers it, so they then are taken over by the artificial reincarnation, which of course you can download via your right hand. To possess, you use the right hand dreaming body poltergeist, the biophysical body. This then goes into the body of the one percenter. Powered by football, it then sequesters the one percenter, who then goes around killing and murdering everyone around him and himself. So one can see artificial reincarnation can be fully weaponized by football. So you've got these artificial reincarnations of Ivan Sanchez, powered by football to kill the US military and NATO. You've got the Elliot Rodger, which when downloaded into British, the one percenters, kills them. So downloaded into the board of Barclays Bank, Bank of England, any British corporation, Elliot Rodger will cause the executives to suicide their company and destroy the country. When stuck into Cameron and the MPs, it causes them to suicide the country. When stuck into MI5 and MI6, it causes them to suicide their organization and the national security of their country. So you can see that the British security services have destroyed their country by trying to kill Tim Rifat, when in fact they had no chance, and that their every aim to torture, murder, and kill Tim Rifat and penurize him has only led to the complete destruction of the UK. So you can see this technology is working and totally implemented in Special Branch, MI5, MI6, the Ministry of Defence, the government. They destroy their country by interacting with Tim Rifat. And you can see that Elliot Rodger allows you to kill any one percenter. You can stick it into any executive board, and they then, of course, are sequestered to destroy their company and country and everyone around them. Because remember, killing isn't just with a gun. You can do it financially. You can bankrupt an entire country by Elliot Rodgering, Paul Seymour Hoffmaning, Amy Winehousing, all the bankers, who then destroy the banks and the sovereign wealth and collapse the country. When you stick Elliot Rodger, Ivan Sanchez, into a black, they then start burning down London. If you, of course, uplift the two blacks that chopped the head off the British Army soldier in London, ran him over, then chopped his head off, and who've just been sentenced, if you download those two blacks into the blacks in Britain, they will then go on the rampage and go around killing the whites. Same with the blacks in the EU, same with the blacks in America. So you can see the two blacks, the archetypes, who are languishing in the British jail, who chopped the head off the British soldier after running him down. They, of course, are the archetypes you can use to weaponize the blacks to kill the whites and start race war. You can use the bankers to collapse the country. Now back to the psychotronic crystals. You can simply put the vampire crystal on the death spot, which of course is on the left shoulder blade, and is the quantum access point for death from the Jews, from Lilith, from all the other shit from the Jews to kill you. When you put it on there, there simply is no chance of you dying. You then become immune to all attempts to kill you. Why? Well, think about it. The cause is the Jew trying to kill you with time density. The time density has to build on your death spot, which is on the left shoulder blade, to kill you. If you burn that spot away with a vampire crystal and negative torsion field, you simply can't die because you've got no point on your energy body to collect the time density to affect the death of you. This then means that a vampire is immortal because, of course, they simply don't have the parts of the quantum wave function where they collapse to produce a reality which kills them. This is explained by quantum mechanics, where if you have a gun that is fired by a radioactive isotope, rather like the poison gas released into the box with the cat, Schrodinger's cat, if you have a gun fired by a radioactive isotope that has a half-life, say, of 5 minutes, and you stick the scientist in front of the gun for 5 minutes, it might go off 50% of the time. The scientist might then live. You put him in front of it until the gun goes off. The observers who are running the experiment see the bullet going into the head of the scientist. But from quantum mechanics, from the viewpoint of the scientist, from the Tim Riefat, who was in front of the gun of MI5 and the British government desperately trying to kill him, the gun never goes off. Why? Well, because in quantum mechanics, there's always a timeline where the gun never goes off and Tim Riefat, the scientist, always lives. As long as he can put himself in that timeline, he then is rendered immune to the time density acquisition of effect which kills him. This is done by putting the vampire crystal on the left shoulder blade, burning off the death spot, which is described fully in Castaneda's Power of Silence, which then allows you to be killed. This then means that the vampire no longer is subject to death, but in fact can never be killed. Now, of course, if, like myself, you don't want to be alive and grow old, you can, of course, close the gap. The gap is the point in the energy body through which negative time density causes the effect of aging. Castaneda calls it the negative rolling force in The Power of Silence. There's a concave depression in the energy body of a human around the midsection, the belly button, the center of gravity in you fat bastards, which is below the belly button, but in perfect human bodies like myself is on the belly button because we're not fat. This negative rolling force, which gets triggered when you become fully grown around 18-19, starts to kill you. So the positive rolling force that makes you grow changes to the negative rolling force. This can be seen as the four vector from Kaluza theory, which has, of course, two components. We know that the complex number version of electromagnetism fully explains the negative rolling force and the positive rolling force. You just have four equations of electromagnetism. Two of these produce the rolling force, one negative, one positive, with complex number I stuck in front. So one can simply see that the energies, these rolling forces that Don Juan talks about in the power, in the fire from within, are simply complex number versions of the electromagnetic equations, which come from electromagnetic theory, which come from the 19th century. So one can see if you put a vampire crystal on your belly button, this negative torsion field then destroys the negative rolling force. So the negative rolling force hitting your belly button then is erased by the vampire crystal if you're an old bastard. If you're young, under 19, and still young and pretty, you can then put a clear quartz crystal on your belly button, a Rothschild crystal, which then superpowers the positive side of the rolling force, which then fills you with the positive rolling force. Now, if of course you're a 20-something girly girl and wish to not only be remaining young, but be able to grow, to become beautiful, change your height, change your face, the way you can do it on a plastic surgery program on your computer, you simply need the Empress Vampire Crystal. This is put on your assemblage point to burn out your position in the normal world where you can't stay young, and shape change to become a 10, just changing your face like makeup. You put it on your death spot to kill off any chance of you being killed. You put it on your belly button in order to destroy the ability of the negative rolling force to aid you, because when the negative rolling force hits the vampire crystal, it gets erased by the negative torsion field. You stick the vampire crystal on your belly button long enough, the negative torsion field stays there. So if you stick the vampire crystal on your belly button and habituate it, stick it on your right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, belly button, so you can put a little shard on your right shoulder blade, a little shard on your left shoulder blade, a little shard on your belly button with elastoplast, or the big crystal on your right shoulder blade while you're sleeping, left shoulder blade while you're sleeping next day, belly button while you're sleeping the next day, and then just rotate. This simply will do all these things automatically. And of course, with the Empress Vampire Crystal, your bone generators are tuned to suck up the positive rolling force and pump you full of the positive rolling force, which allows you pretty girly girls out there to be pumped up with the positive rolling force, which of course makes you young. But since you're young, or made young, if you're a 50-something woman who's never had children, you can grow young again, and when you've grown young again, you can then use the bone generator automatically, the positive rolling force, to change your face. So simply put, you put up the picture of yourself, plastic surgery program of what you want to look like, simply touch the bone generator, the left hand, to the screen, right hand to your belly button, to your face, wherever you want to change, and then your face will change to the picture on the television screen. So over a period of months, the more energy you've got, the quicker it is. So over a period of months, it'll start changing. If you've got enough energy, like myself, you can change like the Nagual Julian in The Power of Silence within minutes. Where he goes from an old man to a young man and changes how he looks, simply by dipping his head into a bucket of water and intending it. So you can see this technology is available, and using Soviet science and psychotronic generators, it's all there. And for those of you girls who don't want to be in the world of penury, right shoulder blade, don't want to die, left shoulder blade, don't want to age, vampire crystal on your assemblage point. Want to grow young and be able to change your face, change your body, have a big 38 C's if you like men, have no tits if you like women, change your leg length, change your arm length, etc., etc. If you're a female wrestler, you can move your assemblage point along the right shoulder blade to become super strong. If you want to be a yoga teacher, etc., etc., or are teaching mad people like a school teacher, you can move it along the left shoulder blade. So whatever stress you get just washes off you, you're not bothered. So one can see this technology is the future of mankind, and the Empress Vampire Crystal is, of course, highly recommended to you women who, don't want to be in the real world of stress, penury, and nightmare of Zion, B, don't want to ever be killed, and C, don't want to grow old, D, want to change your face like you change your makeup and apparel, and E, be able to change your height, leg length, tit size at will. And then of course you can put to optimize, you get a Rothschild crystal and use the power of the Rothschilds to maximize the energy. Remember, the Rothschild crystal produces loads of energy, with the Rothschilds paying 7 factorial for it, 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7. So those of you greedy girls who want to be Wonder Woman need a Rothschild crystal, because that supplies you with the energy. All the energy is supposed to go to the Rothschilds. The energy is then diverted from the Rothschilds to me, and the Rothschild crystal allows you to tap into that reservoir of power so that you can then make yourself into a real-world Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, of course, being my favorite girly girl. Can make yourself into a real-world Wonder Woman, who, of course, with the right shoulder blade movement up the arm, makes her super strong, super fast, and, of course, able to learn via super learning, which we haven't talked about, which the Soviets, well, the Bulgarians with Suggestology invented. With this, you can learn all the martial arts. So like the American girly girl in Haywire, you can become a super CIA feminine assassin, and when your bosses try to kill you, you kill them. So one can see for you CIA girls, an Empress crystal and a Rothschild crystal allow you to become a super assassin, and for $1,000 and $500 for a Rothschild crystal, you CIA girly girl assassins can become like the Haywire assassin, unbeatable. And of course, if you've got the burnt out assemblage point position, you're no longer in the world of your enemies, so you can no longer be entrapped. And on the left shoulder blade, you of course always have the timeline where the bullets miss, where the knives miss. And of course, I was best friends with a real-life British 007 who was in the Special Forces during the war and fought with Crowley's son, who had the ability to divert bullets so they didn't hit him. So now you can see where this ability comes. You burn out the left position, the death spot. Therefore, when people fire bullets at you, they can't hit you. And with psychokinesis, which of course you can use by diverting your biophysical body out of your right hand bone generator, or your Dr. Manhattan physical energy body, chilled out super solid poltergeist, your Higgs particle body, instead of your Higgs boson body from the right-hand side, you can then develop, if you've got enough energy, like Champions League and the World Cup coming up, strategic power. So one can see with the bioplasmic body that comes out your right arm, you can then have a tactical poltergeist body, and with, if you've got enough energy, if you can link into the burning trees in the Amazon, if you can link into Champions League and the World Cup, the Super Bowl, you then get enough energy to build a Dr. Manhattan body, and you can have strategic poltergeist capability. So you can see, if you put the Empress Vampire Crystal on your belly button, it's tuned to destroy the negative rolling force, so your positive bone generators suck up the positive rolling force, so you old career girl women in the States who've never had babies can grow young again. And of course you 30-somethings can grow young again. And of course if you're an old bitch like Sharon Stone, who's never had children, you of course can get an Empress Crystal and of course go back to your basic instincts, 30s beauty, or take it back to your police academy younger days. So one can see with this technology, as long as a woman hasn't had a child and destroyed herself, like Angelina Jolie, and all the other women who've had children, as long as you haven't had a child, you can have surrogates, of course. The Empress Crystal allows you to grow young again, become superhumanly strong like Wonder Woman, never get killed like the woman in Haywire, and of course, the picture of Dorian Gray, you can actually block the rolling force with the Vampire Crystal, the Empress Crystal, and of course, upload the positive rolling force to allow you to shape change to become younger, change your face like a plastic surgery computer program, lengthen your legs, shorten your body if you're one of those women who's got a long body and short legs, like the Canadian wrestler on The Beautiful People on TNA, who's blonde, blue-eyed, but got the big, long body and short legs, which spoils the effect. All of this can be changed with Cold War psychic warfare technology, which then is maximized with the piezoelectric effect, which we know is used in Sergeyev sensors, maximized with vampire technology. So you can actually see it appears to be totally bogus charlatanism that Tim Riefad is advertising this stuff. But as I go over the history and document how it's done, one can begin to see that women no longer need to be in the real world where there's a glass ceiling to their advancement and men shaft them to make men's imagination real, but women can shaft men, get that strap on and fuck him up the backside, like Brittany Andrews and all the other porn goddesses who are into fucking males. According to her, she fucked her first male at 14, and she, of course, is the standard blonde, blue-eyed, big-tit porn star. By fucking males, you then take them, take their energy to make your imagination manifest and turn a man's world into a woman's world. Of course, their assemblage point's burnt out, so when they try and put you in their world, they can't because it's gone. When they try and kill you because you're a danger, they can't, like in Haywire, because you haven't got the assemblage point position. When they try and age you, can't, because the negative rolling force is vaporized by the negative torsion field of the vampire crystal, and your bones are downloaded with the positive rolling force program to de-age you. And with the Rothschild crystal, you can then use all the power of the quadrillions of money energy from the Rothschilds to make yourself Wonder Woman or things that weren't possible in the Rothschild world, because remember, they have to pay a 7 factorial, that's 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7, more So we can produce a world which wasn't possible. Now we're torturing the Rothschilds 7 factorial more than they torture their own Wicker men. So the Wicker woman is tortured 7 factorial more. And in fact, you can bring in the bone generator, the Selina Rothschild, to make it 5,040 time amplification. So if you've got 5,040 times more reality than you had in Zion, you can see that Wonder Woman for all girly girls is possible, and that a limited Dr. Manhattan capability from the Watchmen film is also possible. You can see that if you're a CIA girl, you can become young and pretty again, lodged in the age of 19, long legs, big tits, no tits if you're a lesbian, not 10 face, but the face of a goddess. Imagine Sharon Stone made totally beautiful, or a Cameron Diaz made totally beautiful. And if you're a Sharon Stone and a Cameron Diaz, you can make yourself young again, because you've never had a horrible brat manifesting the male imagination, the male being possessed by the Lilith parasite. So you can see that psychic warfare has its downside. We're going to kill off the 1% and the Jews. But those of you who take up the technology no longer need to die, no longer need to live in a world of the 99%, because if you've got no assemblage point, you can't be a 99%er. You no longer need to grow old, because the negative rolling force is burnt away. And of course, the positive rolling force allows you to grow young again. And with the Rothschild crystal, you can shape change your body and face at will, just like changing a pair of pantyhose, or going from black eyeliner to brown eyeliner. It makes it very, very easy for you girly girls who want to use this new technology, which of course revolutionizes the world. And as you well know, the Rothschilds and the British aren't going to close me down. I'm going to kill them all off, and this technology is available to you for $1,000 for the Empress Vampire. You don't have to buy any other services. That's it. Empress Vampire, and you're done. If you want more vampire services, if you get greedy, you can buy more. But if you're a girl, the Empress Vampire is for you, because let's be honest, most girls just want to be young, beautiful, be able to change their face and body, like makeup, and of course not be one of the 99%. All of this is produced by the Empress Vampire technology. And as you can see, it's all developed by the Soviets. I just amplified the technology, and as you see with Sergeyev's sensors, that the ability to use the piezoelectric effect, quartz crystals, used in the F-22 and Typhoon fighter, can now be used with a powerful energy source like sport to power body changes in you girly girls. So you can see that while your boyfriend watches football or the Super Bowl or baseball, or your lesbian boy-girl watches sport, you can put the vampire crystal on the television screen to squeeze dry everyone watching the sport event and the sport. Rothschild crystal to suck up all the good stuff, and then use that energy to make yourself superhumanly attractive, young, and goddess-like. And if you're a CIA girly, make yourself a Wonder Woman. And if you're some power-mad bitch, like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, and want to make your imagination real, which she did, she made her books real, you can then, of course, move your energy body along the left arm, so you become a cold killer, like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, and make your serial killing world come true, using a Dr. Manhattan serial killer. So you can imagine Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct having access to an Empress vampire crystal. Can you imagine the carnage? And you've got the Michael Douglas character, the serial killer cop, who of course is looking for his serial killer goddess. So if you're a male, you simply get one of the male vampire crystals, and you then of course can become a male version of the female. And the male, the Empress vampire crystal can be super potentiated by putting up 100 NFL cheerleaders, having the Rothschild crystal in the left hand, vampire crystal in the right hand, jumping into Amalek, waking up not as you as an individual, but you as all the white girls on the planet, the bride, which of course uses white girls like fleshware, and is then used by men who make their imagination of the Lilith Jew parasite manifest by having babies, by being fucked by the eye to the eye quantum superposition. Simply put, you can wake up in all the women on the planet who are in your tribe, and that doesn't mean if you're some Aryan Ukrainian that the Russian whites aren't you. You're all white, you're all part of the same tribe, and it's only the Jew scum that are getting whites to kill each other, like the Ukrainian Aryans and the Ukrainian Slavs, because of course for the Jew, Kaminsky, who of course funded all the killing in Kiev, the Jew Kaminsky, the rat face, and the Jew Ratsenyuk, all of these Jews run by divide and conquer. Fuck that. Kill all the bloody Jews. If you're a white, the only enemy is the Jew. Kill the fucking Jews. And then extort the 1% so that if you're poor and white, you become rich and white by using psychic warfare to extort the rich. So one can actually see it makes life very, very simple. With the Empress Crystal, you simply jump into all the white women who've never had babies, from conceived girls up to old maids, and they of course can all be you, so you can actually manifest in all of them simultaneously using the power of the Empress Crystal. So you can see why that Empress is called the Empress, because she can simply wake up in the bride who's in every woman who's never had a child, and she can drain dry every married woman who's had children, all their children, to power her. So simply put, you don't need sport. You can simply suck dry all the children who are boys, all the women who destroy themselves with making the Lilith parasite manifest by having babies. That's not surrogates, of course. They can be sucked dry by the Empress Vampire. So you can see this technology for psychic warfare kills off the Jews, extorts the 1%, but if you're a rich girly girl princess 1%er, simply get an Empress Crystal, and you then of course are immune to the psychic warfare I'm releasing to the general public. So you can actually see that a princess unmarried 1% girly girl can simply make herself immune to that. Daddy, of course, who is possessed by the Lilith parasite, will have to pay me millions to stop being killed by this technology. But if you're a 1% princess, daddy's girl, then of course the Empress Crystal gives you total immunity to psychic warfare. If you're a boy or a man, you're dog meat and have to pay me non-stop throughout your life to protect yourself against the technology I've released. Because remember, girls are all linked via the bride, via the gestalt, until they have babies. Therefore, a 1% princess can fight against the 99% who are trying to kill her, because she simply can operate in all the women who are without babies and suck dry all the babied women and all the males they produced to protect her from the technology I'm releasing. So it's not quite correct that all the 1% are going to be killed. All the 1% women who get the Empress crystal and never had babies are protected. If you're had a baby, then of course, like a male, you just have to keep paying me all your life. Like a drug user, you just have to pay the dealer to stay alive. And of course, the vampire technology to be immortal, never die, is gone for you, and you have to pay me fortunes to undo the damage done to you by the male who fucked you and manifested through you Zion via the Lilith parasite and ruined your body with a baby. Thank you very much.